Welcome to It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Shamri. How is everybody doing? So you're going to hear some weird noises in the background. Just going to start telling you that. The store that I work at is under remodel right now. And so no matter where you go, there's construction people everywhere. Like everywhere. And a storm is starting. So even better. But this episode is going to be quick, fast, and painless. It is a Chad Daybell update because Mr. Wood and all of them have come out and said that they are now going to seek the death penalty on him. And so that is very, very interesting and very nice. I'm very excited about this because I called it. Everybody said I was wrong, and I fucking wasn't. And so they released a statement, and they said that they talked to the immediate family members of JJ, Vallow, and Tylee, and Tammy, and they have all said that they are all good and give their wishes to do so. And so they have come down to the decision to seek the death penalty in his case, which is crazy. I can't even believe it. I can believe it because I thought it was gonna happen. But then I'm like, wow, like that. You know? Like, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I guarantee you, Lori's not going to start acting sane any time in the near future. Like, I don't see it. I don't see her doing anything to change her situation at the moment. But with Chad, everything's going to start getting rolling in September, the end of September, and then in November, trial and everything else like that will get going. So hopefully they keep with the shenanigans of streaming everything and keeping it open to the public that way, because I still don't think that the courthouses and stuff are going to be open for that type of stuff, but who knows. And that is getting crazy. There's like no rain, just some thunder, just a bunch of noise. And yeah, so last week when I said that they were going to do another episode this week, I totally spaced that I had a family reunion to go to. And so we're just going to keep it short and sweet with the whole Chad thing and just nip it in the butt there. And then I do recommend something though. Here comes the rain. With your favorite podcast, go back and listen during like the beginning of the coronavirus and stuff. It's pretty fucking funny. I have found that to be pretty amusing lately. And it turns out you're a lot like people than you think. It's pretty crazy. I like it. I am digging it so far. But yeah, so that's your update so far. Is hopefully we can fucking kill Chad. Or the state, or whoever, whatever way you want to look at it, with whatever noble lens you have. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm so excited. It was very exciting to wake up to that news. So exciting. I wonder what they're going to do now. Like what his family's going to do. His children. Like I'm so excited to see. These people drive me nuts, but at the same time, I'm just like, okay, fine, tell me. It's like that one family member that you know is always going to be a fuck up, but like every, you know, okay, fine. What are they doing with themselves? And it's always the same story. But yeah, anyway. So everybody have a safe weekend. Have fun. I don't know, do something productive. I probably won't. I see drinking and sunburns and hopefully a family fight. We'll see. We'll see what gets brawled out. And yeah, you guys, yeah. Bye. Have a great weekend. See you later.